Susan with Big Country 102.9 on a special Friday evening with guests in the studio tonight, Ty Parkin, Parker Willingham, and Isaac Harris now taking the seat. You're in the hot seat now.
It's so hot.
They are all three playing at the Noggin Room Pub in Petoskey tonight from 7 to 10. They stop by to play some live music. Isaac from East Tennessee, so you're actually from Tennessee.
The redneck side, Johnson City. Mm-hmm. Home of Mountain Dew.
Oh, very good. Very good. Now, this cracked me up. Your life changed when you were a teenager and discovered the guitar. Your dad actually bought you one to keep you home?
Oh, yeah, I was going over to my neighbor's house, and once I found out that he had a guitar, I would just pretty much stay over there all the time. And it was maybe a little bit rude, but he helped me out in the long run. You know, he tried to give me the guitar in the end, and my dad was like, no, we're not doing that. and he brought home this super shiny, fancy guitar. I couldn't believe it. And he was pretty much like, if you don't learn how to play that, I'll kick your butt. And it kind of scared me. And then, I don't know, I just loved it.
And he's probably got to be pretty proud by that now.
Yeah, he is.
So you auditioned for a local rock band. So you played a little bit of rock music before you switched to country?
I went to college on a golf scholarship that I left almost 3 months in to go on the road with a heavy metal band. I grew my hair out and pierced my ears, and my parents didn't talk to me for a couple years, but we all figured it out in the end. And, you know, music was always my thing to do, so it took me all my life to figure out if I was going to college, and it took one phone call in about 13 seconds to figure out that I was not going to go to college and go on the road for the rest of my life, and that's what it is that I love to do, so thanks for having us.
So what made you kind of switch? And I know, like, people that like music, like all of us, we like all kinds of music, not just country, but what made you switch from playing in a rock band into doing country music?
Well, it's funny, you know. I went on the road and we were playing like 200 dates a year, and the whole rock scene just kind of fell out, and there just wasn't any shows to play. So I was moving all around the country trying to figure out how I could play music or be a part of music, and it was very difficult because I don't really have anybody in my family that was, you know, musically inclined other than myself and my brothers. But I was just in search of it to see wherever I could fit, and I wound up going to, you know, moving all over the country, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I lived there for 2 years and found one of my best friends that plays bass with me, Kenny Paladin, and my producer, Matt Giroux, and we all moved down. One day we said, hey, let's break up with our girlfriends and move to Nashville to take over the country music industry. And that's what we did. I know it sounds a little crazy, but, you know,
you got to chase your dreams.
Well, you know, we were just too young to get married, and we had passion, and we wanted to live out this dream, you know. I remember sitting in the back of my Jeep Wrangler that I had, you know, old beat-up Jeep Wrangler, and it was raining outside, and Kenny and I were sitting there, and I was like, man, we don't have any shows, barely have any musical equipment. I was like, but that's going to change, you know. It's going to change. We're going to somehow in the next few years find shows and play them, and we're going to do whatever it is that we're going to do to get down there. So when I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, I got there and everyone moved with me, and we practiced. You know, being from the country, I was like, country's a fit, you know.
Right.
I played rock drums, but I could sing country, and I never tried it until I did, and it kind of stuck. And then I started writing songs, and that opened up doors, and then we all started doing trio stuff and harmony, and, you know, and the rest is kind of history. And that's what we kind of all push for. You know, we're all pretty much a rambunctious bunch of best friends that
just like to play music.
That love to play music and travel.
Now, okay, I didn't ask the other two this, but is there maybe in the future a group, or are y'all going to stay individual?
There's a group that actually Parker and I are in. It's called Dismal River Boys. And we've started touring a lot out to Nebraska, where we got that name for this. There's this country club out there that kept literally every event they had, they were like, we're going to have you guys. We're going to have you guys. And we would go out there as a trio, and they were like, screw it, we're going to call our names Dismal River Boys, you know? And that's what we do. So when we it's kind of like the Highwaymen with Johnny Cash and Waylon and Kris Kristofferson and Willie. You know, we're all individual artists, but, you know, we have this, like, harmony trio that's really fun and really cool. And it's a Nashville Broadway thing, you know? It's like you go down there, it's like a Nashville Broadway style. Like, that's what we do. Like, we do four-hour shows, and we normally play bars, you know? So we're there for a long time, and it's not like a typical you go watch a opener show or Tim McGraw show where they have a bunch of stuff. We literally play whatever you want, you know? And we try to boast. We say we know every song recorded but we don't.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to do. All right, so what has been your biggest pitch me moment so far in your career?
Probably when I signed my management deal with Rhonda Adkins and Rhonda & Co. I'd probably say that was it. And getting kind of discovered off of Broadway as a singer, working with a lot of big songwriters that I never thought I was going to ever have the chance to work with. The accumulation of all those things wrapped up in one, you know, it's been a crazy past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then you throw COVID on top of it, and I'm like, I'm not stopping. You know, I'm not. COVID, nothing.
Is your bucket list to perform with?
I would literally want to be on stage with this rock group called Incubus, Brandon Boyd.
Oh, yeah.
That guy vocally made me want to sing when I heard him for the first time, because I was just a drummer, you know, that, and it's pretty, you know, opposite spectrum, but I would say also Chris Stapleton, really, really like him. He made me also like want to sing, you know, like, you know, you get me out on the dance floor and I want to play drums, you know, and I never had like someone when I heard music like Stapleton or Incubus. I know that it's opposite spectrum, but when I would hear that, I literally would want to sing. So
those are the ones you want to sing with.
Yeah, or Elton John.
Okay. All right, so we are going to play one of your songs, and you are going to play one of your songs. So what are you going to play?
A song called You Still Got It.
Okay. You Still Got It, Isaac Harris on Big Country 102.9.
I don't care about that old t-shirt you still sleep in, and that worn out Dodgers cap, girl, you can keep it. And do what you want with all those pictures you still got of you and me. Girl, you ain't got but one thing I still need. Baby is broken, useless, stepped on, covered in bruises. Girl, I gave you everything I had. If you didn't want it, why did you take it? If you didn't love me, then you shouldn't have fainted. Now what you gonna do with the beat up heart like that? Yeah, you still got it, and I just want it back. I don't need another kiss goodbye for closure. There's a part of me that don't know that we're over. Yeah, there's a girl out there somewhere, and I'm gonna need it if I'm gonna hold her. Baby is broken, useless, stepped on, covered in bruises. Girl, I gave you everything I had. If you didn't want it, why did you take it? If you didn't love me, then you shouldn't have fainted. Now what you gonna do with the beat-up heart like that? Yeah, you still got it, and I just want it back. I just want it back. I gave you everything that now tell me what you gonna do with a beat up heart like that. Your baby is broken, useless, stepped on, covered in bruises. Girl, I gave you everything I had. If you didn't want it, why did you take it? If you didn't love me, then you shouldn't have fainted. Now what you gonna do with the beat up heart like that? What you gonna do with the beat up heart like that? Yeah, you still got it, and I just want it back. I just want it back.
Wow. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Isaac Harris.
Thank you.
On Big Country 102.9. We're going to play Redneck of the Woods. Before we do that, what's your socials and where can people find your music and follow you?
Well, my music actually isn't out right now.
It should be.
We're actually working on it. We're in the studio cutting all of these songs literally right now. We're working on the tour dates. But if you would like to hear them in the future, I mean, we're very close to being able to release that. And you can find me on Instagram at Isaac Harris Music. And you can also find me at Facebook on Isaac Harris Music.
So follow, like, and so you know when that comes out, I'm sure you're going to post all that stuff because fantastic.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. I love it. We're going to play Redneck of the Woods. Tell us just a little about the song.
I was probably in the second writing session that I've ever had on Music Row. And my friends from Vero Beach, Florida, were in town visiting me play on Broadway. And we got up early to have breakfast. And my buddy, Boo McIntyre, was walking up the hill with me in Printer's Alley on Church Street in downtown Nashville to go get breakfast. And he just goes, "How does it feel for Vero Beach to be in your neck of the woods, you redneck?" And my mind has been thinking, like, what am I going to write? What am I going to write? You know? So your mind is kind of in tune to, like, hear titles. So when he said, "How's it feel to be in your neck of the woods, you redneck?" I said, "Neck of the woods, redneck. Redneck of the woods. What did you just say that?" And it made me smile really big. And I told him, I was like, "Dude, that is a song." And I went right there that day and we wrote Redneck of the Woods. And to this day, like, I think it's going to be a hit.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, all the guys. Ty Parkin, Parker Willingham, Isaac Harris. Tonight, Noggin Room Pub in Petoskey, 7 to 10.
Yeah, we can't wait. Thank
all
you
right.
for having us.
You are very welcome. This is Redneck of the Woods on Big Country 102.9.